Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. And it is now time for Radio Bulgaria's History Club. A marble bas-relief work with god Mitra in the center has been presented at the Museum of the History of Sofia, downtown the city. The monument found in the village of German, near the Bulgarian capital city, is extremely valuable and is now part of the museum's collection. It dates back to the Roman era and it is believed it was created in the 3rd century. Todor Chubanov, archaeologist and deputy mayor of the Sofia municipality responsible for culture, pointed out that Romans arrived to Bulgarian lands in the 1st century. They probably reached agreement with local people and created a new settlement on the foundations of an earlier one. This was the Roman town of Serdica that was later to become modern Sofia. The city was very important for the Roman Empire because of its strategic location between east and west.
Сердика има изключително интересен, бих казал, необичайно богат религиозен живот, защото градовете в периферията на империята са доста по
Сердика had particularly interesting and unusually rich religious life, says Todor Chubanov. We know that cities in the periphery of the empire lacked the usual variety of religious codes, but since the settlement was situated at a crossroads, Roman troops regularly passed through Сердика. There are hundreds of pieces of archaeological evidence that the major route passed through this place. This was how a number of popular religious teachings started flourishing in Serdica. Some of them left their mark and played a big role in the pre-Christian spiritual life of our city. One of these cults was associated with Mitra, a god of Eastern origin. The cult was very popular during the 1st through the 4th century, and it is believed that one of its main centers was Serdica. In the fortified part of the city, a temple of Mitra was discovered.
Има корени в персийската зороастрийска религия, но в Римската империя това божество, извадено от Истока, придобива...
The cult has its roots in the Persian Zoroastrian religion, but in the Roman Empire this Eastern god acquires specific characteristics. The cult was popular mainly among Roman soldiers. This was legionary's fate, and scholars claim that if it was not for Christianity, the Roman Empire would have become an empire of Mitraism. Unfortunately, like other religious practices, based on the principle of mysteries, the religious practices were transferred only in oral form. This was done within the framework of special schools, of which some were preserved in Rome. They were called Mitriums. This explains why there is not enough written evidence of this cult. Usually, three main scenes are depicted in such reliefs in honor of god Mitra. The first shows how Mitra was born from a rock. The second scene shows him sacrificing a bull. And in the third scene, he is having a feast together with the god of sun. This makes Mitraism similar to other solar cults. In this respect, scientists found similarities with Christianity. Christmas, for example, was one of the most important holidays in Mitraism, the birth of the sun, says Todor Chubanov. Mitra is actually a messianic figure. He is a man who, passing through an ordeal of events, becomes God. Unfortunately, the upper part of the relief is broken. Still, the relief is unique, as in both its lower corners we see river deities. No such images associated with Mitra had been discovered before. The marble relief will be part of the permanent exhibition of the museum.